Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Woodstock Film Festival has announced that director, producer, actor, and writer Peter Bogdanovich will receive this year's annual Maverick Award at the Woodstock Film Festival. Bogdanovich will accept the award, which honors those influential in the history of independent films, at the 14th Woodstock Film Festival's Maverick Award set for October 5th. He will also star in the film Cold Turkey, which makes its New York premiere at the festival, and further participate in a talk separate from the screening. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Peter Bogdanovich to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us once again. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
What do awards mean to you at this point in your career?
Well, it's always nice to get recognition. It's nice.
Better than the alternative, I assume.
Better than kicking the head, yeah.
Sure. Also, as we mentioned, they're going to be showing Cold Turkey, which is a wonderful film, which I've enjoyed greatly, and I'm curious as to how you came to this family drama and became a part of it to act in it.
Well, it was very simple. The director and writer got in touch with me, and I think he sent me a letter or a script or something. And I read it, and I thought it was a very good script, you know. It was a family drama, sort of comedy drama, very well written. I thought it was a good part, too. It was a leading role of a kind of patriarch of this screwed-up family. And I just thought it was well written, and I said, you know, I'll do it.
You play the father who deals with all of these children from various relationships who are coming on Thanksgiving and Christmas to ultimately ask you for something, and how you reply to that. I did have to note it in watching the movie. I don't think you smile once in that, do you?
I don't think I do, no. He's not very happy in that weekend, that Thanksgiving weekend. He's not very happy. It's sort of the sins of the past come crashing down on him. You know, his family suffers as families do when the father or the mother are a bit screwed up. It was a very interesting experience because we did it very fast. We shot it in, 2 weeks.
A short period of time.
Very short. It was like 10 to 12 days. Will Slocum did a very good job. He wrote the script and he did a good job directing. I think it's his second or third movie. I thought he did. He knew what he wanted, and I think he got it. He had a good cast, very good cast, and I enjoyed doing it. It was a little stressful because we were doing it so fast, but mainly it played in this one house in Pasadena, which is the original title of the picture, Pasadena,
right.
Which I preferred Cold Turkey, but the producers decided to call it Cold Turkey, I guess, because it's about Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think of it in that connotation. I always think of the old Norman Lear movie.
Yeah, me too. I told them it'd been used before, the title, but they didn't listen to me.
Given that you are so well known for your directing, what is your relationship with acting? You have always flirted with it. Is it something that you enjoy actively doing?
Oh, yeah. You have to understand, I started as an actor when I was 15 professionally, in the season of summer theater in Traverse City, Michigan. And I subsequently acted in about 30 or 40 stage productions and some live TV. And was involved in the theater as an actor for 3 or 4 years. That was the only thing I ever studied formally in show business is acting, which I studied with Stella Adler, the legendary Stella Adler, whose most famous student was Marlon. But she studied a lot. She had a lot of people study with her, Bobby De Niro and John Ritter and Benicio Del Toro and, oh, my God, so many people. And she was a great woman. And I learned a lot from her. And, but acting was the only thing I ever studied formally. So then I got into directing in the theater. And then eventually I also got into writing about movies, doing interviews, which is a way of earning a living and seeing movies for nothing when I was waiting to do another play. And then things sort of went awry in the theater department. Then I moved to California with the intention of getting involved in movies as a director. So I didn't do much acting. I was in my own first movie, but I didn't do much acting, really. People knew of me first as a writer for Esquire, and they heard of me first. The misapprehension was that I started as a critic or as a journalist, which was not true. I started as an actor, so when I was kind of came back to acting with some notoriety in The Sopranos, everybody said, "Oh, he's an actor." But I'd always been an actor. In fact, I always thought of directing as a part of acting, because when I direct, I'm very involved with the performances and work very closely with the actors.
Many, many actors have made either the jump or the transfer to directing. Do you feel with that acting experience that it informs your acting as well as the acting informs, or the directing informs the acting that you can give in a role?
Yeah, well, one definitely works to the advantage of the other. When I'm acting, I try not to think about directing. It's difficult not to let it creep into my frame of reference. And there were a few times when I made that clear to the director of this Cold Turkey picture. I say, "Why are you shooting it? Why are you shooting that? You don't need that." Or I'd say, "Why are you shooting it from there? You know, can't see me very well." So, but I try to avoid those kind of comments because usually directors are a bit intimidated by me anyway, because I'm noted as a director, not as an actor. So I try to minimize my involvement in any kind of directorial ideas when I'm acting.
I am interested in that part about being intimidated, because you are so well known, and you are someone who has had such success in the business, and especially with young filmmakers, I would think that they would look to you for some advice.
Well, you know, nobody wants to be upstaged as a director. And the director has to have a sense of authority on a set. And I understand that. That's why I make my comments rarely. I remember on one picture I was acting in for Noah Baumbach, in the 90s, a picture he did called Mr. Jealousy. We were shooting a scene, and I said, what lens do you... I said to the cameraman, "What lens do you have on there?" And he said, "A 35. And I said, "Oh, I don't like that lens." It was a terrible hush suddenly on the set. And I thought, "Oh, my God, what have I done?" So I generally try not to get involved in directorial things when I'm acting, because it might throw somebody. Now, when it's affecting my performance adversely, I will say something, because then I feel I have a right to say something. You know, like, "Why are you shooting from over there? You won't see what I'm doing." Or whatever, you know. I did that a couple of times on this film, and once I got a little testy. It's not a great thing, because everybody gets uptight. So I try to avoid to doing that sort of thing. Occasionally, I can't help it.
Do you still look at it as dual things in the sense of you would still take on a directing role or an acting role? Meaning that you haven't left directing to act, you haven't left acting to direct.
No, I do both. I've done quite a bit of acting, more than usual, since The Sopranos is really kind of up the ante on my acting availability and people's desire to use me as an actor. And I've done, you know, episodes from Law and Order and How I Met Your Mother and the big long run in The Sopranos and then a lot of little feature films here and there, many of which don't ever get distributed. There's one other one I have a small part in, but it's a good little movie that Matt Weiner, the creator of Mad Men, did his first feature called You Are Here. And that's premiering at the Toronto Film Festival this week. And I play a judge in that with Owen Wilson and Zach Galligara, I can't pronounce his last name, Greek actor, and Amy Poehler. It's quite a good picture. I just have one scene as a judge, but it's an important scene. So.
You will be at the Woodstock Film Festival October 5th for the Maverick Award and, of course, also the showing of Cold Turkey and participate throughout the festival. Peter Bogdanovich, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I thank you very much for spending time with us.
My pleasure. Hope I see you at the festival.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Again, the Woodstock Film Festival runs through October 6th. You can find out more information about the Woodstock Film Festival by going to woodstockfilmfestival.com. Woodstockfilmfestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.